This is the last miracle in Mark's gospel. And it's the second time Jesus cures someone blind. These two cure stories are sort of like bookends, beginning and concluding the section in which Jesus attempts to get his disciples to understand who he is in light of his upcoming passion and death. The first time Jesus cures a blind man, he has some trouble. He has to touch the man's eyes twice before he could see clearly. This time, there's no touching at all. Just faith that brings this blind Bartimaeus into the company of followers. Bartimaeus wanted precisely what the disciples were avoiding: to see things clearly. It was the request Jesus had been wanting to hear and longing to grant. But his closest companions, they never asked for that. All they ask for is a place of honor in the kingdom. Who gets to sit at your right? Who gets to sit at your left? Jesus is sort of stuck, okay? But Bartimaeus stands among us today as a model disciple, suggesting that we might best get the attention of Jesus by asking for the right things, asking for mercy, and asking to see more clearly moves Jesus to invite us to draw near. There is in all of us a kind of blindness that keeps us from seeing clearly God's will. We sometimes cling to our old ways, to the prejudice and the judgments we've made about others, to old hurts and old offenses, like blind Bartimaeus had clung to his cloak. That cloak was his old way, but he leaves it behind. For him, that cloak was his security, perhaps his only possession. Yet at the call of Jesus, he throws it away in a gesture of hope and confidence in this one whom he calls Son of David. His use of that title, Son of David, is the first time it's spoken in Mark's gospel. Until now, Jesus has been the Son of Man. The secret Jesus has been keeping and insisting time after time that they tell no one is now about to be revealed in Jerusalem, where welcoming crowds with palm branches will cry out, Hosanna, what? Son of David. Bartimaeus, who is blind, is the first to proclaim Jesus as the one Israel longed and waited for, who lifts up the poor. Now, one who's been sitting at the side of the road gets up. And Mark tells us that he begins to follow the way. This doesn't necessarily mean that he followed Jesus on to Jerusalem, but rather he stops going his own way and takes up the way of a disciple. There are so many in this world just sitting at the side of the road, waiting and watching. It might be time to get up, because the Lord's calling us all. If we can just manage to take up the cry of Bartimaeus, the cry for mercy, the cry to see as God sees, and cast off the cloak of our past, we have every reason to hear with great joy the wonderful good news. Take courage. Jesus is calling you.